Good evening. Thanks for the invitation. Video was from August 23. Multipolar world is a novel concept, and I consider it needs an awareness fast track training to be familiar to everyone. My name is Andreas Andreopoulos, and I'm geopolitical semiotics expert. I have already crafted a curriculum of more than 30 items. I'm going to present the most important ones. To begin with, there is a video presentation, not with our positions, but mostly from a Western point of view, to elaborate on. The history has a long tail, some 25 years from the previous century and 25 years of this century. We start from pictures on the core events, and we continue with the text, which is a more detailed description of the events of this period. Multipolar world is the great awakening era. In order to understand what is going on, and from what dark age we pass to an enlightened age, we have to understand the most important trick the Western propaganda is doing. Is the tactic they use at the bullfighting. The banderillero, the picador, and the matador de toros son, are the three personalities who cooperate in order to function each one a particular stage of the procedure with a final goal to kill the bull, I mean the population. Multipolar world has already elaborated on a global structure, and I have already a big panorama of most of the entities dealing with multipolar world, and this is something that includes the Chinese global initiatives as well. In order to compare this multipolar panorama, I have crafted a unipolarity global structure as well to compare these two. And to make a long story short, we have to consider that there are many threats, among which the most important is the 200 biolabs all over the world. But there are more hot spots all around the world which undermine the whole procedure. Multipolar world has a very great advantage. Is the alternative way it sees the whole situation and the tools it uses to proceed all this procedure. There are many innovative ideas and tools. I would like to mention holistic thinking, collective intelligence, catastrophes theory, chaos theory, oblique strategies, lateral thinking, and anti-fragility. And we do have more novel concepts on geopolitics, controlled demolition, how to peel hard-boiled eggs, and last but not least, Ukraine as an accelerator and a knowledge multiplier factor. Another very important alternative approach is the alternative world, actually, multipolarity is crafting from sports events to the big and global international financial institutions. Multipolar world does not see development just the flourishing of numbers, but a well-being for the people. So we have to realize that even before a multipolar world is developed substantially, there are many examples showing that this is feasible. Just imagine the Afghanistan case, which has in less than a year, the poppy production already disappears from the country. Another very important point is that BRICS is superior in many factors compared to G7. This is a truth we have to disseminate globally. And to get an idea of the whole situation, we have to know how the Western financial system is working. This money without value by Fabio Vigi is a very important presentation, giving an overall picture of what is going on in the West. Multipolar world has to tackle with the World Economic Forum hidden agenda. On this table, the 10 hidden priorities of world awareness, World Economic Forum is elaborating on, and there are some suggestions how to tackle these priorities. Multipolar world, of course, has no agenda, a concrete agenda, so far. We would say that a potential agenda of BRICS, which is a tangible entity, would be a peaceful procedure versus global war plots, climate restoration and ecological civilization construction versus green transition hoax, new global currency in bank credit versus militarization of economy, restitution of truth based on facts. Predictions coming from the West were mainly based on the illusions of the West. On this table, we have collected predictions based on facts, and this is the main difference. And this is something that we could elaborate on, and to give some examples, central planning with spillover benefits, population self-control, creative employment, cultural pilgrimage, ecological civilization construction, etc. The potential is huge, and when we say huge, is really huge. Just imagine BRICS, SCO, and Eurasian Economic Union to be unified in one entity, and this is not for the far future, but is very near. This is what I had to present so far. Thank you for your attention. Oh, sorry. and there is